Of all the apes, the species we know the least about is the bonobo, or pygmy chimpanzee. I'm Jim Metzner, and these are the sounds of science.
You can find them in Zaire in Central Africa, and if you want to see them in the U.S., you have to go to the San Diego Zoo.
Franz Duval is an associate scientist at the University of Wisconsin Primate Research Center. He's about to tell us some of the differences between the common chimpanzee and the bonobo.
The bonobo is slightly smaller, has a black face and reddish lips and longer hair on its head, longer legs also. The bonobos walk bipedally. They walk more bipedally than the common chimps, and they straighten their back also more than the common chimp does. These are bonobos. There's a hooting sound. Bonobo's voice sounds more like a juvenile chimp, like a three-year-old chimpanzee. Even the adult, a fully adult animal of 20 years or so, may sound like a small juvenile chimpanzee. Common chimps have much lower voice, like this is a common chimpanzee greeting a dominant male.
We'll contrast this again with bonobo vocalizations.
This is screaming by bonobos during an introduction between two males, and they're alternating the screams very fast, so they have constant feedback on each other's emotional state almost. When they were introduced to each other and they were very frightened, they didn't attack each other, they kept turning around each other and walking around and making invitational gestures to each other, like holding out a hand to each other. And they screamed like this for 6 minutes, and in the end they embraced each other.
Our thanks to Franz Duval. The sounds of science are presented by DuPont, a broadly diversified company dedicated to discovery through science and engineering. I'm Jim Metzner.